This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. If the 16 elementary schools listed for closure in Jefferson County do shut down, it will displace nearly 2,600 students in Colorado's second largest district. Jeffco Schools released the list last night. All the schools on the list have fewer than 220 students and are using less than 45% of the building's capacity. A declining birth rate is the biggest factor behind the closures. The district votes on the list in November. Coloradans with less visible disabilities can now disclose those on their state ID cards. CPR's Nathaniel Miner says that information can be helpful in emergency situations.
Hidden disabilities like deafness or autism can affect how people communicate with first responders, including police officers and EMTs. So the state is now allowing people to add discrete identifiers to their ID cards and vehicle registrations to give those first responders a heads up. The new disclosure option was required under a state law passed last year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Loveland residents who generate electricity with rooftop solar panels could get a discount on the utility bills next year. This week, City Council signaled support for changing rates for the city-managed utility. The change comes alongside sharp energy price increases passed down from the area's electricity provider, Platte River Power Authority. To cover rising costs, Loveland has proposed increasing base charges for all residents, but paying more for energy it buys back from solar users. Right now in Loveland, it's 76 degrees with fair skies, and Grand Junction, it's 70. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.